Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
Doing fantastic.
So today we have a rainy August day. I think pretty soon, if we have any more rainstorms, we might have to build our own 2018 version of Noah's Ark. We've had a This is the first year ever that my brown July lawn actually turned green again in August. It's just been amazing.
See, and it's funny because it all depends on where you are. I'm not that far from you, but we haven't gotten anywhere near the amount of rain that you have.
Yeah, and it all depends. I mean, one day you could get it and one day we could get it. I mean, we've had a downpour for the last hour or so here today, but other times, nothing. So that's New England.
That's it. And we're getting ready for back to school now as the summer starts wrapping up. Kids are going back in just a few weeks.
That's right.
I think that's a good time to talk about getting organized. You know, as kids go back to school, as college students are getting organized to put their dorm rooms together, it's a good time to take advantage of that and get ourselves set up and get organized.
Absolutely. One of my favorite old-time commercials was Staples.
I know exactly the commercial you're talking about. Yep. The most wonderful time of the year.
Stocking up on all your supplies for the school year and stuff like that. And mom is just wheeling the cart around Staples and the kid's got a frown on his face. And yeah, Christmas in August. I thought that was a really, really clever commercial. That lasted for a number of years.
It did. It was a great commercial. And it speaks to what's going on right now. You know, during the summer, parents especially have their schedules just thrown out of whack because they've got the kids home. Now things are going to get back to normal, and it's time to get reorganized. So we're going to talk about that. And part of getting organized is having the right tools that you're going to need. And something that I've come to appreciate a lot is that when you're getting yourself organized and you're really getting into it, one of the most important things is to get rid of things. We keep so much clutter around with the thought, maybe I'll need that at some point. I might need that. Well, after a while, you have to realize if you haven't needed it by now, you're not going to need it. So the first step in getting organized is really to get rid of things you don't need. And one of the most important tools when you're doing this is a really good cross-cut shredder, because you don't want to just throw out important documents. Anything that has social security numbers, bank information, billing information, you want to make sure you shred this before getting rid of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely have to be careful on that. And you know, when it comes to getting organized, you really have to sync your personal side of things with the workplace, because what you do at home is kind of going to carry into work. And you know, you're talking about getting rid of things at home, and the same thing in the workplace. Make sure that you have your desk cleaned. You know, if you do have your piles, you just set a time limit where if it sits there for X amount of time, maybe a week or two, it's time to get rid of it or to put it someplace where you're not going to look at it for a couple of months. And at home, obviously, it's a great idea to go through your closets from time to time. If you get a professional organizer in, they'll help you out with this. But and they'll ask you these questions to put you on the guilt trip to do things. But one of the best ways to get rid of things that you don't need at home is to really be a nice person and donate it. There's so many different charities out there that you can donate clothes and furniture and things like that too. And it's really these days as easy as going online and just setting up an appointment to have it picked up.
Yes, it's very easy. It's great. You get a tax deduction from it, which is always a plus. It's a fantastic way to help declutter. Now, yeah, when you're...
If you're at work, too, if you have supplies and things like that that are sitting around, you know, overloads of paper and other things there, or even furniture, whatever, there are nonprofits out there and other good causes that you can donate those things to also.
Absolutely. There's different charities that look for different types of equipment, different types of merchandise that you can donate. It's not just, you know, getting rid of old clothes, going to Goodwill, which most of us think of. There are charities out there that will take old computers, old office equipment. They refurbish it and give it to schools so that the schools have extra equipment to use. So whatever you have that you're trying to get rid of, if it's in good condition, there's a place that you can donate it.
Absolutely. Just go online and find it. And it's just a fantastic service that you're doing, and it's helping you get organized big time. So obviously other ways to get organized. We talked about this last week a lot as far as productivity is writing things down in an organized fashion. And, you know, the to-do list and keeping a calendar is very, very important, complete with your goals and so on. And you've developed a very, very nice system that you use and that's available for other people to use. If would you like to describe that a little bit for us? Because it's a really, really great tool for people who want to get organized in all facets of their life, not just business.
Yeah, we have a daily planner that we use. We created this for our coaching clients, and we made it a couple of years ago available to the public. But it starts out, the base of it is your calendar. And you write down all of your appointments, same as you do with every other calendar. But each of those each line of the calendar has two different icons on it. One is a lightning bolt and one's a circle. And those are for helping track what you do and boosting your productivity. So the lightning bolt, you use that to track your energy level. When you've got a lot of get up and go, when you're really gung-ho, you can put a circle around that. When you're feeling, you know, less so, maybe just an average, you can color it in. When you're feeling absolutely you have no energy, put a line through it. By doing this on a regular basis, you get to see how well you work at different times of day, when your peak times are, and it really helps boost your productivity. The circle, one of the other things on the planner is a daily goal. We call it a sprint goal. And at the beginning of the planner is an exercise to help you set your long-term goals. Well, each of these daily sprint goals should help get you towards those long-term goals. The circle lets you track your time as it relates to those goals. So if what you're doing is right on target and it's absolutely moving you towards your goal, you color it in. If it's necessary but not necessarily pushing you towards your goal, you fill half of it in. If what you're doing has nothing to do with your goal, you know, or you're wasting time, you leave it blank. And it gets to show you how much of your time you're actually using productively and how much of it you're wasting. And there's also a to-do list on there, so you can check tasks off as you need. But it's the idea of it is having one place where you have your calendar, your to-do lists, a gratitude journal, and these exercises to help track your productivity. Because if you have all of these things in different places, it becomes more difficult to be organized because you're looking, oh, I've got to check over there for this, and I've got to check over there for that. This way you have everything sitting on your desk in one place, and it's easy to find. So we put that together. And you know, the same theory that we used behind creating this planner works when you're creating your workspace as well. You want the most important things to be right at your fingertips. So if you're at your desk, most offices are set up in such a way so you have your desk, you probably have drawers in the desk, and then there's probably a file cabinet or somewhere else you can keep things around the office. And when you're organizing things, the most important things should be right at your desk so you can get them quickly. The next level, things that you may not need as often as those, but are still relatively important, those go in drawers in your desk. The things you don't need on an everyday basis go in the file cabinet or the closet or wherever it is that's a little further away. This way, you're never far from the things you need immediately, and you're not cluttering your desk with things you're only going to use once in a while.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's really important to have everything centralized. I mean, in my office, I just have a desk. I really don't have any drawers, but I have those little plastic files that have papers in it from Staples, and you can have like a, you know, an urgent thing for today or next week and so on and so forth there. I've always liked the Tickler file system, which is just getting one of those milk carton things from Staples and getting a whole bunch of folders. And you're numbering the folders 1 to 31 for the days of the month. And then you're numbering the months January through December for the months of the year. And by organizing those folders by date for this month and then putting, we're in August right now, the first folder after the 31st of August is going to be September. And then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. And then after that, you're going to be going into October. But all the folders are there. And the bottom line is if you just put papers in those folders, then you're going to be looking them at them on a particular day. It's a great way to get things off your desk. But very importantly, if you keep going back to the same things, you know, week after week, and you're just pushing them off by a week, it's still a great idea to be getting rid of things. But, you know, the key is getting things centralized on your desk, also electronically. We have so many records these days and passwords and this and that, whatever. And having an organized system where you know where everything is at the touch of your finger is so important, because, you know, if you think it's tough looking for papers on your desk, try and find a file where you don't know where it is online or in your desktop.
Yes. Yeah. And when you're organizing computer files, I mean, I love the idea of a Tickler file. I do something like that digitally with my online calendar. And if I'm not mistaken, the first time I read about the Tickler file was in David Allen's Getting Things Done, which is a fantastic book. I absolutely recommend it to everyone. But by putting things on the calendar, I have it digitally so that when my to-do list comes up for that day, anything that I've marked on that comes right up. So I'm seeing that first thing in the morning. When you're organizing files, it's very useful to have some sort of naming convention for your files. You can have, you know, a very short description, numbers that represent the date. However it is, if you're sharing files, it's important that whoever is you're sharing them with understands and stays with that naming convention. I remember when I was in corporate, we used to name every file with name of the project, the numbers, which were the date we last altered that file, and then your initials, so that everybody, if anybody had a question about the file, they knew who changed it last and they can go ask the questions. When you're working on your own, it doesn't need to be that complicated, but you really should treat your desktop the same way you do a filing cabinet and have everything organized so that you know this project is in that folder, this project is in this one, and you can find things quickly.
Yeah, it's really, really important to get things organized. And, you know, you and I both do several things. And when I go into my documents, I have my consulting, all my things for consulting in one master folder with clients in the subfolders there, and then the same things for presentations. But it's really, really important to do that. And one of the nice things about taking a look at the files is they're also can be sorted by dates. And the older they are, the more likely they are to be deleted from time to time. And it's not a bad idea to set up an archive file to just dump all the stuff that's not current there, because one of the things you will end up doing over a period of time, if you don't archive files, is you're going to have 200 files in a folder, and you may look organized on the surface, but you're only looking for two or three files, and the rest of them are already 3 years old.
Right. You don't want to keep old files front and center. The same way as I was saying with physical files, you want to move things that you're not using further away from you. Same thing on your computer. Put in archive folders. I have, for my coaching and consulting, I've got a file that's, you know, of all of my clients. And I've got my active clients there. And then I've got a folder for inactive clients. And these are clients that I haven't done work for in a couple of years. I still have their things, but it's all pushed off into this inactive folder so that it's not in my way when I'm looking for things that I'm working on right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you treat your computer like your desk and you want to keep it as clean as possible, every once in a while going in there and doing that, whether it's just monthly to clean things out, or if you know that you're not going to use something, just automatically put it someplace. But develop a system that you're using to get that done for yourself. And then, as you mentioned, you know, for appointments and to-dos and so on and so forth, there's all kinds of software out there to help you with that, you know, from Outlook to other time management software and calendar software. But get a system and use it and keep it up to date.
And you want to find a system that works the way you do. If you're most comfortable working in Outlook, do that. If you're more comfortable putting things in a spreadsheet, do that. If you're more comfortable using pen and paper and an old day timer, do that. If you have a system that you're not going to use, that's the same as not being organized.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I still, even though I was one of the first people to get into website design, I still was a big paper person when it comes to cloud calendars and so on and so forth. And as you know, and a lot of my networking friends out there, I walk around with what I call, well, back in time, my calendar used to be called my BlackBerry, because everybody used the BlackBerry phones. And I just held that up as my physical tool for that. But now I have my WhiteBerry because I got smart with my spreadsheets. And all that is it's calendars for the next 6 weeks with the days of the week across the top and the times of the day down the left side. And I print that out every single week. And during the week, I fill in my appointments on that. And I have the comfort of knowing that I have things in writing for the next 6 weeks there. And then I still have my BlackBerry calendar where on the weekend, I sync them, the WhiteBerry to the BlackBerry. I write all the history from the WhiteBerry in there. I put all my new appointments in, so I have everything caught up to date. And that's my system. Obviously, Outlook and all the other things work beautifully too. But, you know, the purpose of me talking about this is there are more than one way to do things, just as you said, based upon what you're comfortable doing. But the key is choosing something and make sure that you're doing it every single day, every single week, keeping it up to date.
Absolutely. And it's important, whether your files are digital or whether they're physical, you need to be able to find things quickly. And especially when you're dealing with digital files on your computer, very often we may have multiple places that we might think to look. Like if I have a presentations file, I may do a presentation for a specific client. Well, do I put it in the client file? Do I put it in the presentations file? One of the things you can do is, and every computer can do this, Windows, Mac, Linux, whatever you're running, is you can create an alias. And all you do is you select the file, you right-click, and there's a choice in the menu that says make duplicate or usually it's make alias. Duplicate will actually copy the file. You don't want to do that. What an alias is just an icon that points back to the original file. So you can have your presentation in your presentations folder, and if it's relevant to a specific client, you can put an alias in your client folder. This way, if you're in your client's folder, you see it, but you only have one copy of the file, even though you're filing it in several places. This way, you don't have to worry about syncing different files. Whenever you make a change, the change is to the one file you have.
Yeah, and along those lines, obviously having a good cloud backup system. I mean, I use Dropbox. It's really, really important to have that too, as far as backing things up in case you lose things. But one of the things I actually make it do periodically is I copy my Dropbox folder into another remote drive. So just in case everything blows up, I still have a copy of it someplace. So it's good to have the cloud backup. And every time you change things out, Dropbox updates automatically. But it's also good to have a hard drive backup system for you too, that's remote from your computer.
Yeah, even if you don't have one that's remote, a backup system is necessary. I have an external hard drive on my system that automatically backs up all of the newer files that I've changed. And it actually checks every hour were any changes made. Oh, yes, these files were changed. We're backing those up now.
Yeah, and if you've ever had a crash and you've lost everything, you will totally understand why it's so important to keep things up to date.
Yes. And unfortunately, with hard drives, the question isn't whether or not you're going to have a crash, it's when. So you do want to have everything backed up. And in some cases, certainly financial records, things like that, for added security, have a printout. So that if, you know, if God forbid something happens to your hard drive, you still have the necessary information printed out in a file somewhere. So part of getting organized is also staying organized. And let's face it, we all know as work piles up during the week, you'll toss things to the side, you'll put things next to you. Clutter happens. You should schedule a time each week to unclutter. Usually, say Friday afternoon. And we've talked about this in the past. One of the best ways to do is to, when you're closing up for, you know, on Friday afternoon, think of yourself as though you're going on vacation next week and get everything in order as you would when you go on vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about a lot too is if you're looking on getting organized, you have to get yourself organized physically also. So we are talking about sleeping, we're talking about stress levels, and along those lines, if you have everything cleaned up every Friday, your weekends are going to be a whole lot more comfortable for yourself, a lot more stress-free, because you're not going to be worrying about, oh, did I miss this or oh, did I miss that? You know, one of the tips that I got here was creating a weekend bucket list. You could talk about a Friday afternoon bucket list, but your weekend bucket list may be things that you want to do at home or with the family and that kind of thing. So, but it's so important. And the other thing that we talked about last week, which I'm going to love this one forever, is to complete your don't do list.
Absolutely. When you're getting yourself organized and trying to stay organized, one of the easiest things to do is to put things on a don't do list. If you're not going to do it, this, you know, get it off your plate. Stop spending time on it, and that gives you more time to spend on the important things.
Yeah, and one of the best ways you can do that is to use the planner that you were talking about and looking at. I forget which one says that you're not as interested in this or not spending as much time there, but take whatever's in that category and put it on that don't do list.
Absolutely. And remember, when you're scheduling things, a schedule is a great way to get organized. Because you're making sure, well, at least you're trying to make sure you have time for everything you need to do. But don't forget to schedule in time to take care of yourself, to eat right, to exercise, to sleep, to spend time with family and friends. These are just as important as everything we have to do for work. And putting them in a schedule and making sure you have the time for that is very important for both your mental well-being, and your physical well-being, but also for the health of your relationships.
Yeah, including with yourself. It's really, really important that as you accomplish these things is to reward yourself or pat yourself on the back or give yourself a high five. But really, you should definitely be rewarding yourself for the different things that you've accomplished, because it's going to make you just want to go harder and harder the next time. And the bottom line is, we're all doing things and we all like to be patted on the back. And if other people aren't doing that, it's okay to go and realize all the great things that you're doing for yourself and for whatever you are serving with your services for the community and that kind of thing. So.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked a lot about digital and files and things, but getting organized very often also entails redesigning your workspace. Sometimes simply changing your environment and getting organized in a new way can be very refreshing and get you better results. And this can be something as simple as rearranging the items on your desk, moving things that you thought you might need further away when you find out you don't use them on a regular basis.
It's exciting when you're doing a project at home, maybe a little bit of remodeling or a paint job or something like that, just to take a look at the before and the after and feel good about it. And as you're saying, just changing the landscape of your office a little bit, whether it be the desk itself or moving things around a little bit. It's so important to keep yourself stimulated. Otherwise, you get stuck in that day-to-day rut that we've talked about.
Absolutely. And we talked about getting rid of clutter. There's one thing we can all do. And that's, if you take a look at your desk, take a look at your desk drawers. How many pens do you have in there that actually don't work? Take the time to actually take out the pen, see if it writes. If it doesn't write, throw it out. We tend to just keep these around, and it becomes a drawer full of clutter. Get rid of it, throw it out. The more space you have, the easier it is to be organized. So if you get rid of all the clutter and get rid of all of the junk that's around, you're giving yourself more space.
Yeah, and again, with office supplies, if they are working and you still have 2,000 pens that do work, it's about time to take a look at this and other things that you can donate to people who will use them and need them.
So. Absolutely. All right, we're coming up on the end of our time. So Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway for this week?
Well, I think it starts with a declutter, and then organize your system, and whatever system you organize, keep up with it every single day, every single week, and periodically you have to go back to that declutter thing.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. There are so many benefits to getting rid of clutter and getting yourself organized. It helps release stress. It helps you be more productive. It helps give you more time. So take the time to set up a plan for you to be organized and follow through with it and keep up with it. And periodically, things will fall behind. Don't worry about falling behind. But again, periodically set up that time to de-stress and declutter and get yourself back on track. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/success showcase. You can also find us on the iTunes Store, the Apple Podcasts app, and wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.